Welcome to Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. One particular company that has hit the news very recently is Sedanya Innovator. This is because the ACE market listed technology firm Sedanya Innovator Berhad's share price fluctuated drastically over the past few days from 30.5 cent on May 19th to a historical high of 1.46 ringgit on May 28th before plunging back down to 97 cent on June the 1st. Corresponding to this, they have a new substantial shareholder, Dato' Sri Feroz Jakil, who have surfaced as the owner of 12.55% stake of the company. If you look at the company's financials, they posted a record quarterly profit of 4.21 million ringgit for the first quarter of this year, ended March 31st. And corresponding to this period last year was actually a loss. And for the entire year of financial year 2020, the company reported a net loss of 12 million ringgit. Now, there has been a lot of conversations amongst investors talking about the movement of the share price. But for this interview, I just want to focus on the business itself. Try to understand first what the company is all about. Particularly when we talk about tech company, we always talk about the kind of notion it carries. It's not a brick and mortar type of business. It's always important to understand the underlying effect of the company's objectives and missions first. It's not a brick and mortar business. It is a company that is pushing forward on R&D, investing a lot on future tech, and therefore might behave slightly differently from a regular company that you normally look at. So because of this, I have with me Dato' Azrin Mohamed Noh, who has been kind enough to speak to us on the matter. He is the founder and the managing director of Sedanya Innovator Berhad. Dato' Azrin, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me.
So Dato' Azrin, let's talk a little bit about the ongoings of the company first, right? The past few days, because that's exactly what people want to learn about in the first place. What would be some of the comments that you have with regards to the share price movement, the majority shareholder by Dato' Feroz Jakil and all this? Can you comment on this? Is it contravening on some capital market laws?
Well, I think, you know, Sedanya has always been a company that's always innovating, was spending in technology. If I have to be honest, you know, I don't really bother myself with what's going on in the stock market because, you know, that you've got tons of counters in the stock market, tons of investors. I think I concern myself on building the business, and I concern myself with making sure that our shareholders continue to have confidence in us and we create, you know, shareholders' value. That's what we're concerned about. With regards to Dato' Sri Feroz, I mean, you know, we were trying to place out our shares for some time. If you check with Bursa, we have applied to extend it, I think, a couple of times, if I'm not mistaken, because, you know, people didn't understand the business that we were in. And when finally our banker came in and suggested that Dato' Sri Feroz from Jekyll is interested to come in, I thought it was a match made in heaven. He's a brick and mortar business. There's a huge amount of improvements that can be done, both from a technology and digital perspective. And we have all of those technologies that we can help. So I think it's a match where we can help each other to grow. I'm very happy to see that the investors out there thinks the same way as I do, or the same as we do. So I think, you know, a lot of stuff, good stuff coming up soon.
Okay, let's talk about some of the good stuff that has come up. Through your subsidiary, Sedanya Technologies, Sdn Bhd, you have received an award from a telco client. I hope you can tell us who. To expand its green tech solutions from the current 10 sites to a total of 34 sites. People need to understand the substantial notion of this or the material impact of this to your business. Let's talk about what it means to have 24 new telco sites under green tech, bringing up 34. Is it a big deal? Does it have a material impact to your business?
I think it's a huge deal for us on two counts. Number one, yes, I'd love to see that, you know, we the last 10 sites, we generated about 24 million in revenue. So having 24 new sites means that's 2.4 times of the business that we were generating, and we're hoping to complete it by this year. But more importantly, I think it validates the fact that we've done a wonderful job with our client, that there is enough trust, there is a strong relationship. They believe that we can add value to their business. And I think that augurs very well, not just for us and the client, but also I think the other clients that we've been pitching our business to will now see the real value that we bring to the table when we talk to them. So I think it's a win on both counts.
When we prefaced the show, we were talking about how the company is still a tech company. And that means that you're going to be taking a lot of hits early on before you start to see some of the returns coming in. But when you post group revenues up sixfold to 17.06 million in the first quarter from 2.7 million in the previous quarter, sorry, the same quarter but last year, does it mean that you are now reaping some of the benefits that you have been investing over the past few years?
So I think you're right on the dot there. I think technology companies are a lot of misunderstood counters. And you're right in that, you know, being a tech company, there's a lot of, you know, R&D, there's a lot of investment, there's a lot of, you know, because you're on the front end, or rather the frontier of foraying into an area where people are unfamiliar with. And sometimes there's a win, sometimes there's a loss. And I think that's what happened in Sedania for the past few years. But we're happy this year. I think we found some good mix. We found a formula on how to build sustainability while we grow or scale the business. And yeah, you're right. I think the business that we've built, the revenue mix that we've added into our verticals have now translated. You know, 17 million top line, we've never gotten that per quarter. And a 4.2 million at company and a 4.8 million at group profit per quarter is something we've never done before. And we're quite excited because I think that's sustainable. We're building a business that ensures that can be continued in terms of deliverables. And, you know, I think I can safely say thank you to our shareholders that has been always been supportive to us. And for new shareholders, watch this space.
All right, let's talk more about some of the business verticals that you guys are building, either through Sedania Innovator Berhad or Sedania Technologies Sendirian Berhad. The main component that we want to talk about would be some of the energy building businesses under GreenTech, for instance. We were talking about how the 34 sites will be an expansion to the existing EPC or the energy performance contract that you have. And this will include creating more energy cost-efficient, improving facilities or the energy efficiency element of it to the business. We'll also provide renewables energy components to it, including the photovoltaic solution, rooftop solution. I would like to have some on my own roof, you know, if you think about it. Is this the push that you're driving forward? Is this where the Sedania Innovator element is coming from, i.e. making energy efficient solutions viable for your clients out there?
Yeah. I mean, let me share you some facts, okay? Malaysia consumes about 50 billion ringgit worth of electricity per year, and 75% of those consumption comes from commercial industrial areas, right? That translates to about 120,000 gigawatt per hour, okay? Now, if I can just save 10% of that via energy efficiency, that's about 11,250 gigawatt per hour. Today, I'm only saving 60 gigawatt per hour, and that's 0.5%. The potential for energy efficiency is huge. And I think when you talk about green tech, the first off the ground from us will be that you need to help partners or clients to be more energy efficient. Then you can talk about building a smarter algorithm to make it smarter, not just from an energy perspective, but also from other ways in terms of how that building is occupied or used, for example. Then you can move on to getting energy produced via renewable energy, be it via solar or micro hydro. And then that's the technology evolution that I think building owners or property owners are starting to realize. It's been a slow educational process that we've had to go through when we interface with clients. But I think we're happy now with a telco client and with a bank client that's starting to come to fruition. The other guys are starting to understand what we're trying to do in terms of creating value for them. And I think it's just positive all around, not just for us, but also the industry.
Okay, so this is the part where you guys are definitely under purview by not just investors, but also other elements as well, perhaps even regulators out there. You guys have posted the biggest profit since your IPO a few years ago. You are registering a lot of interest from the announcement of the Dato' Sri Feroz. Do you feel that you guys are now going to be scrutinized even further, particularly on the notion that your share price movement is very, very dramatic? Do you feel that you're attracting the right kind of scrutiny as opposed to the kind of businesses that you're trying to build here? How do you balance between being scrutinized on the business as opposed to the, I guess, corporate movements within the company? How do you strike a balance between the two?
I think from a company perspective, I can only control what I can control. And what I can control is how we build businesses, how we create shareholder value, and how we repay that confidence in us, right? Dato' Sri Feroz coming in, like I said, we were, I wouldn't say lucky, probably blessed. We did do our prayers for something good to come to us for all of the hard work that we've done, for me and the whole team. Mm. And when the banker brought in Dato' Sri Feroz, initially I had like, textile. But then I started to look into the company and I felt, wow, this is a huge private company which has a lot of upside from either a digitization process or from a technology perspective. And I've met Dato' Feroz. He's a wonderful entrepreneur. I think he's done very well in terms of the businesses that he's built. I have a lot of respect for him. And when we started sitting down and talking about how strategic it can be between the two organizations, I mean, I'll throw it to you. I know he has about 6 million customer base today, both at Jekyll and Ariani. I said, you know, and most of the clients are a woman. Some has children and some has grandchildren. I said, it'd be brilliant if I can convert some of those customers to be offspring customers. That's a scale that I can do almost immediately. He has about 400 plus buildings, close to 600, both his operation as well as his licensees. And I said, you know, I'm doing energy saving for a lot of other clients, but now because you're a partner, I'd be more than happy to help you be energy efficient. If I can save him 30%, that goes straight to his bottom line. And the list goes on and on. And in return, he reciprocates by saying, hey, you know what? I have a very good partner in the Middle East called Lulu. And I said, oh, all right. And I said, and he said, you know, Lulu is huge. They're growing. They have, I mean, I think a few hundred branches in the GCC countries. They have branches in Indonesia and whatnot. They'd be more than happy to listen to you. So he arranged for me to have a chat with them. And they're excited to bring offspring to those countries. So there's a lot of this translation of business that I shouldn't say too much because that will probably bring out scrutiny because I haven't announced anything yet. But the point is, I'm just saying that between the two companies, between the two entrepreneurs, there is a huge amount of collaboration and strategic partnership that we can embark. And those are low-hanging fruits because the decision makers are just between me and him, that we don't need a third party, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
But this is also opening up some interesting conversations to be had because geographically, you are entering into four markets. That has been announced, at least. And are the focus going to be different in these different markets, or will you do more of the same, but in four different markets? How is it going to approach the internationalization aspect of Sedania?
Brilliant question. So this is why I wanted to have this chat, right? Now, you know, if you've studied about how offspring has grown, I mean, by leaps and bounds in Malaysia as a country, and that's because people don't realize Malaysia has a birth rate of 500,000 babies a year. And whenever I go into a country like, let me start with Spain. Spain has a birth rate of 434,000 a year, right? Finland is like Singapore, 59,000 birth rate a year. Cambodia, as small as the country is, it has a 407,000 birth rate a year. South Korea, a high population, but a lower birth rate of 272,000 a year. And this is babies as produced a year, every year. And these babies, they change diapers between 3 to 10 times a day.
Kejap. Diapers.
Yes. Diapers.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Don't use Pampers. Pampers is a brand. Don't use the word Pampers. Diapers.
No, I mean, we went from
use the word Pampers, you would say Colgate against toothpaste or Maggie against instant noodles, right?
So it's
diapers.
But pardon me. Okay. Sorry for the interjection. Go on.
So I just want to make sure that in its metrics, and yourself and the investors outside understand what I'm talking about. So when we have that high level of birth rate, for example, in Malaysia, 500,000 babies a year, that means from 0 to 5, there's a 2.5 million babies 0 to 5, right? And these babies change diapers between 3 to 10 times a day, every day. For the lazy moms, sometimes it goes up to 5 years. For the more, cost-efficient moms.
Cost-efficient, yeah.
2 years, right? 2 years, 2.5 years, potty training them, right? But every time they change a diaper, they will start to also use 5 to 7 of my other SKUs. They'll use my nappy balm, my bum bum lotion, my head to toe wash, the lotions, the wonder oil, tons of stuff, my biodegradable wipes. And this is not just a behavior in Malaysia. It's the behavior of every country. Every country produces babies. They continue to consume diapers, offspring diapers, and the other SKUs. And to answer your question, when I open up 4 new markets, that means not only do I have the ability to grow by country, but every country will be growing in itself as well, attending to that birth rate. And that's why the multiplier effect of every country that I open, it's like you know, a horse race where everybody gets up, and it's a compounding number. So you should get excited when I open up new markets.
And of course, but here's the question here. There seems to be a lot of convergence between your company, which you say is a technology company, with brick and mortar companies. Since just now you were talking about retail outlets, you're talking about retail customers, you're talking about the plethora of SKUs coming out from retailers, either from Hulu or Jackal or whatever. You're talking about all these kind of brick and mortar elements that is common for retail companies. How does that tally up with Sedania Innovator being a tech company? I mean, we're talking about huge or deep entrenchment of a high growth stock.
So let me interject you there, because I think rather you mutate into something else.
So
60% of my business is online. We've created an e-commerce platform that does all of the data analytics, including understanding behaviors of moms and babies. It has a business intelligence that's harvested and it turns into actionable items. We're launching very soon where a mom will be told whether the wipes or the diaper is running out of stock soon, and we'll be able to send it straight to their homes or the office. They're able to do bulk ordering at a huge discount online for a 12-month or a 24-month subscription. So there are tons of this technology that we use that we help to innovate to make sure that the engagement between a consumer consuming the brand is optimized in terms of behavior. So to answer your question, when we go tell people, are you a technology company? I said, well, we're more of an innovation company that uses technology and not the other way around. So I can be using data analytics, so I can be using augmented reality or IoT, for example, but it's a means to an end. The end is to make sure that the innovation that front ends it with the consumer does its job. And that spans across the way we do things, be it green tech or telco tech or fintech or health tech. It spans across the same philosophy. We use innovation to make sure that the consumer interface and engages very, very well, but we use technology.
One what would be 2021 looking like or shaping up for Sedania, Dato' Azrin? Do you feel that this is a little bit more optimistic compared to last year?
Or is it more in one word, exciting. I can't wait to go and do the things that we're meant to do. Because finally, we have a little bit of optics. I think the last few years we've been doing this, we believe in what we'll be doing, we're fairly confident, but I think people misunderstand what we do and what we represent. Finally, now people are putting their ears to the ground and saying, we now understand what they're doing. We understand what they were building before. And I think that I tell you right now, is very fulfilling. I'm very excited to deliver all the stuff that we've been promising. So yeah, very exciting year, 2021.
Okay, let's talk about some of the ways you need to fund your companies moving forward. We were talking about your relationship or your future partnerships with some of the retailers out there. You're talking about the EPC being built up right now. That needs to be funded. Perhaps some other items that we haven't yet spoken about in this interview. Where do you think the funding is going to come from? Do you have any plans to raise funds?
Well, you know, Sedania is lowly geared. Having said that, though, so we have some internal funds as well as some financing facilities that we'll be using between the two mix to get a good mix in terms of delivering the EPC contract or concessions that we have. Some of the other businesses are a lot more technology based, so it's not capex based. It's a lot more software and innovation based. So we're well funded.
All right, let's talk about the final item here right now. Too often now we've lost opportunities in terms of tech stocks or tech companies, and they have found greener pastures elsewhere. Do you feel that Sedania might be one of those companies that we might have to lose our opportunities if it's not being looked at properly? Or do you feel that you have what it takes to stay grounded and remain in this country, even if you grow big one day?
I think you hit it again on the spot, man. I mean, if somebody were to do a study of the number of unicorns in this region, I think Singapore has 9 unicorns now. I think Indonesia has 6, Philippines has 1, Vietnam has 2. No, we have 0. We had the opportunity with Grab. Anthony started it, and I think we gave him seed funding, but we didn't follow it up. I mean, that story is known to everybody. And he went to Singapore. And today he's doing a SPAC for a $40 billion IPO. And, you know, we can cry over spilled milk, but that's gone, right? Let's not repeat the mistake. So in my stable, I have a company, for example, called ESPL. Today, people don't understand what esports is. They think it's a trend, but it's not a trend. It's coming. And I keep on telling people that we're building a metaverse with esports as the behavior of this, of the inhabitants of this metaverse. And the metaverse is called ESPL. And that's where people, you know, especially younger kids, they go, they come into ESPL, they register, they have a digital passport. They're now allowed to go and compete into tournaments like Mobile Legends, PUBG, Free Fire, Valorant, tons of esports tournaments. And they make a living out of it now. And inside the platform, we have all of the ecosystem players from game publishers, event organizers, media companies, sponsors, casters, streamers, cost producers, content producers. And it's a unicorn of a future. Why I say that is our first seed funding, we had 500 startup from Silicon Valley coming in. We just closed a pre-series A round, and we had Rightbridge Ventures from Sweden coming in to lead the round. We had Warner Asia. We were liaising with Warner in Hong Kong, with New York, but they wanted Warner Asia in Hong Kong to invest. We had Crest from Singapore coming in. We had Genting Group investing as well, and we had even Datuk SM Faisal from NASA taking a small stake. But I think that validates the fact that it is on its way to building a unicorn. It's a grab play. But, you know, unfortunately in Malaysia, they're asking the wrong questions. What's the revenue today? What's the profit today? What's the capital expenditure for this kind of business? So those questions to me represent that they don't understand. And I think I have to do a lot more of this kind of interview to try and educate them. You know, if you look at Facebook, Facebook didn't really turn profitable. Yeah,
but I got to ask you this. The reason why they're asking you those kind of questions is because those are the kind of understanding that they have right now. They
exactly.
were not brought up on the Sand Hill Road of Silicon Valley. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
So that exactly. you're asking, what you are setting yourself up to do is a seismic shift of how people understand business here in Malaysia. That's a tall order to be done. Isn't it easier for you to just go to a place where they just understand the business already?
You know,
it's changing the landscape.
Yeah, but you know, that's not my makeup. I'm a firm believer of, I hate the business that was born during my father's lifetime, because the landscape has started 40, 50 years before I was born. There's no way for me to go and play a catch-up against a property developer, for example. They started 40 years ago, and how am I supposed to play catch-up, right? But today, people are starting to understand Offspring as a business. But people didn't believe what we were building 3 years ago when we were building it. But now, because you can see, oh, you're in 10 countries. Russia is fastest growing. US is fastest growing. You're getting into Europe. You're controlling the Southeast Asian market. I think, you know, once you get into 50 countries, you're probably a unicorn. And that's a lot more palatable, a lot more understandable for them, right? But today, I'm telling you, why we built ESPL. And ESPL is barely 2 years. Here's the vision for Sedania and for myself. The minute 5G is prevalent around the world, the amount of bandwidth that will be available in terms of mobility will be crazy. The minute every building is fiberized, that means the amount of bandwidth will equally be crazy too. And if you look at consumption of digital content, for example, there isn't a bigger amount of guzzling machinery than esports. You can watch all the Netflix you want. It will never consume enough bandwidth for you to make more money for the telcos. If they're planning to go and push their ARPU up, they have to go and look at us. They have to look at esports. Now we're getting optics. I'm getting a lot of calls for interviews. And I'm using this to educate the investors about what we do, especially about what Offspring's potential is and about esports. And I'm hoping the more I do, the more people will understand, and I suppose a lot more people will be confident about Sedania in its future. So, you know, thank you for giving the time for us to share our story.
Thank you very much. That was Dr. Azri Mohd Noor, Managing Director and Founder of Sedania Innovator Berhad. If you missed any part of this interview, just head on to astroawani.com, look for Notepad over there, search for Sedania, and you can find all the resources that you need in order for you to make a confirmed or informed decision in order to invest in the company. Again, thanks very much for watching, and goodbye.